Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school rave-style impact transform in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually works in a drum and bass mix. Now, when I say impact transform, I mean that big transition moment that makes the room feel like it just shifted gears. It could be the hit right before a drop, the push into a breakdown, a switch up between phrases, or that jungle-style moment where everything gets pulled tight and then slammed open again. The big idea here is simple. We're not just trying to make something loud, we're trying to make it hit hard, feel heavy, and still leave space for the drums and bass to do their job. That's the key difference between a random boom and a proper DNB transition weapon. So let's build this from the ground up. First, create a clean little impact group in Ableton. You can call it Impact. Inside that group, make three tracks: Impact Sub, Impact Mid, and Impact Top. That gives us a nice roll-based setup. Each layer has a job. The sub-layer gives us weight. The mid-layer gives us punch and presence. The top layer gives us brightness, width, and attitude. That roll-based thinking is really important. If two layers are doing the same job, the sound usually gets messy fast. So always ask yourself, what is this layer actually adding? Let's start with the sub-impact. This is the low-end thump. It should be short, clean, and focused. You can use a sample like a short 808 style hit, or you can synthesize it with operator, analog, or wave-eatable. If you're using operator, a sine wave is perfect. Set the attack to 0 so it hits immediately. Keep the decay short, somewhere around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain should be at 0 and release should be short too, maybe 50 to 100 milliseconds. You want this to feel like a punch, not a bass note that hangs around. A nice trick here is to add a pitch envelope if you can. Start a little higher and drop quickly to the root note. That little pitch fall gives the hit that classic thump and makes it feel much more physical. After the synth or sample, keep the processing simple. Any EQ8 first if you need to clean up the very bottom. You usually only want to trim the extreme subsonic stuff, below about 20 to 25 Hz. If necessary, don't carve away the actual body. Then add saturator. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on. This is not for fuzz. This is just to make the sub easier to hear on smaller systems without losing the low-end weight. Then add utility and set the width to 0. Keep the sub mono. In drum and bass, that low-end needs to be rock solid. Also, and this is a good coaching note, keep the sub layer short. A lot of beginners make the sub too long, and then it clashes with the bass line. In this genre, the impact should own the instant of the hit, not the whole low end after it. Now let's move to the mid impact. This is where the rave pressure starts to show up. The mid layer is what makes the impact audible on laptops, headphones, and smaller speakers. If the sub is the weight, the mid is the punch. For the source, you can use a rave stab sample, a detuned synth hit, a filtered chord stab, a reversed piano, or a short burst of percussion. You want something with character. A simple chain works really well here. Start with simpler or a MIDI synth, then add auto filter, saturator, drum bus, and EQ8. With auto filter, try a low pass or band pass shape. Start it fairly closed if you want motion, and then open it a bit with automation. That filter movement gives you energy and makes the impact feel like it's transforming instead of just appearing. On saturator, you can push a bit more here than on the sub. Try 3 to 8 dB of drive, and keep soft clip on. If the hit needs more edge, this is where you get it. Drum bus is great for this layer too. Use it gently. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and maybe a slight boost in transients can make the sound snap. Just be careful with boom, because too much low boost can start stepping on the kick and bass. Then use EQ8 to shape the tone. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more bite, a gentle lift somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz can help it cut through the mix. This layer is all about character. You want it rude, punchy, and full of attitude, but not so huge that it crowds out the snare or the bass line. In DNB, that balance is everything. Now for the top layer. This is the air, the width, the sparkle, the drama. Think crash, reversed crash, noise burst, vinyl swell, metallic hit, or the tail of a rave stab. For this one, keep it simple and spacious. Load your sound into Simpler or as an audio clip. Then add reverb, EQ8, and utility. With reverb, don't just drown it. Set the decay somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds depending on how big you want it. Use a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient stays clear. High cut the reverb if it gets harsh, and low cut it so it doesn't clutter the low mids. Then use EQ8 to high pass aggressively, usually somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. This layer should not bring low-end baggage with it. Utility can widen this layer a bit. You can go to 120 to 150% width if it sounds good, but always check mono compatibility. Wide is cool, but wide and fuzzy is not. One classic old-school move here is to use a reversed crash. Just reverse a crash sample, fade it up, and place it one beat or even half a beat before the impact. That creates a really nice pull into the hit. It's a small move, but it adds a lot of drama. Now that we have our three layers, we need to line them up. The timing matters more than people think. In a drum and bass transition, you might place the impact right on beat one of a new section, or just before the drop. The sub should hit exactly on time. The mid can hit at the same moment, or even slightly before, if you want it to feel more aggressive, and the top layer can start just a few milliseconds earlier for a more explosive feel. Tiny fades matter too. Even a very short fade in or out can help prevent clicks, and make the whole thing feel intentional instead of chopped together. Once the layers are built, route them to a shared impact bus. This is where the whole thing gets glued together. On the bus, start with EQ8. High pass only if needed, maybe around 20 to 30 Hz. If the impact sounds boxy, a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help. If it needs a bit more air, add a very gentle high shelf, but don't overdo it. Next, add glue compressor. Keep it subtle, a ratio of 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and only aim for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not flattening. Then add a little saturator with soft clip-on, just enough to make the combined hit feel finished and a little denser. Add utility if you need to check the width or mono compatibility. If the top layer is too wide and the whole thing starts sounding blurry, pull the width back a little. And if you really need it, finish with a limiter, but use it sparingly. Set the ceiling around negative 1 dB and don't smash the life out of it. If the limiter is doing too much, that usually means the layers need better gain staging, not more limiting. Speaking of gain staging, this is a really important beginner habit. Keep each layer peaking comfortably below clipping before the bus. If you start with clean levels, your compressor and limiter will behave much better, and the impact will stay punchy instead of squashed. Now let's bring in an old-school rave character. This is where we move away from a generic impact and get into that classic warehouse pressure. A great trick is to layer a rave stab with the impact. That could be an 808 style stab, an organ stab, or a Hoover style hit. Shorten it a lot, pitch it to key if needed, and high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. A simple chain might be simpler into auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and reverb. Close the filter, then open it quickly. Add moderate saturation for grit. Keep the reverb short and bright. Remove the low end aggressively. That gives you that classic rave flavor without turning the mix into mud. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Work in short phrases. For impact sounds, you usually only need a few hundred milliseconds of useful audio. If it sounds huge, soloed but messy in context, shorten it first before reaching for more processing. Most of the time, tightness beats size. Now, let's talk arrangement. Impacts work best when they're part of the song structure, not just random sound design. In drum and bass, good spots for impacts include every 8 bars, right before a drop, after a fill, or at the end of a 16-bar phrase. A very classic structure would be something like this: 8 bars of intro groove, then more tension, then an impact on bar 16, then the drop, then a variation later on. The exact bars don't matter as much as the idea of building toward a moment, and then releasing it. You can make the transition feel even bigger with automation. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, pitch, saturator drive, or utility width. A really effective move is to gradually build reverb or filter movement into the moment, then cut it suddenly when the impact lands. That contrast makes the hit feel enormous. And don't forget to compare it with the rest of the mix. In drum and bass, the impact should not wreck the kick, snare, or bassline. Solo it if you need to, but then always check it with drums and bass together. Ask yourself, is it too long? Is the sub fighting the bass? Is the top too harsh? Is it covering the snare transient? If the answer is yes, trim it, shorten it, or move it slightly. Sometimes muting a layer is the best fix. You do not always need every layer on every hit. A few extra old-school tricks can really lift this. Try pitching the rave stab down by a few semitones for a darker, heavier vibe. Try a little control distortion with saturator, pedal, drum bus, or even a very light touch of Redux. Try layering a short break hit with the sub and crash for a more authentic jungle feel. Try making the impact answer the bass phrase instead of just sitting on top of it. That call and response energy is a big part of what keeps drum and bass arrangements moving. Another nice technique is the two-stage impact. First, create tension with a reverse sound, riser, or filtered noise burst. Then hit the main impact. That little pre-hit makes the main hit feel much bigger, because the listener feels the arrival. You can also keep the dry core or the impact in the middle and send only the top layer into space. That dry core, wet edges approach often sounds bigger and clearer than putting reverb on everything. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 1-bar impact transform at 174 BPM. Use operator for the sub-hit, a short rave stab sample and simpler for the mid-layer, and a reversed crash for the top. Shape the sub with saturator and mono utility. Shape the mid with auto-filter, drum bus, and EQ8. Shape the top with reverb and a high-pass EQ. Group them, add light blue compressor, and place the hit on bar 9 of your arrangement. Then automate a filter sweep into it and test it with a rolling bass line underneath.